This story originally appeared on getsuswet.tumblr.com. It is used with their permission. It was our first night out together since the baby was born. We didn't go far, just a little Italian place down the road. We sat down at our table, and the waitress came over to take our drink order. Her name was Stacy. When she left, my wife said, "Stacy's cute," and went back to her menu. She hadn't had much to drink since the baby, so it didn't take a lot to get her tipsy. After her first Bellini, she said, "Do you think Stacy's hot?" After her second, she said, "I want to kiss Stacy. Do you think she'd mind?" After her third, she was rubbing my crotch under the table with her foot. When we finished eating, I had to tuck my boner as we walked out of the restaurant. On the way out, my wife winked at Stacy. The second I started the car and began pulling out of the parking space, she said, "Take it out." "What?" "Take out your cock." "Now? Seriously?" "I want to taste your dick. Take it out." And who was I to argue? She unbuckled her seatbelt and leaned over to take my cock in her mouth. It was so warm and wet. She moaned even before I could. I tried to cover her head with my arm as best I could, so as not to be seen by other cars on the road. She slowly worked her head up and down my shaft, moving her tongue all over my length as she did. I told her to sit up when we came to a red light. Through her muffled, cock-filled mouth, she managed to say, "No, shut up." I was trying not to come. I didn't want it to end yet. When we pulled into our neighborhood, I told her we were almost home. She took her only break, looked up, and said, "Keep driving." Then she dove back down, devouring my rod with even more initiative than before. I thought quick and remembered the wooded dead end down the block where no houses would see us. I pulled in and turned off the lights. With the car parked, I reached over and slid my hand up her skirt. She was soaking wet. She moaned again. She grabbed my balls and gently squeezed. That was all I could take. My hips bucked, and I unleashed a massive stream in her mouth. She gagged a bit at first, and then caught her breath as she continued catching my cum down her throat. I was three knuckles deep inside of her when she guided her own hand down toward mine and slid a finger inside herself. She lifted her head, wiped her mouth, and sat up. She looked me in the eye. She had just a hint of cum on the side of her lip. She had never looked sexier. Without saying a word, she opened the car door and stood outside of the car. Staring at me, she slid her panties off from under her skirt and bent over the seat. With her gorgeous, dripping ass and pussy hanging outside of the car, she looked at me and said, "Get inside of me." Again, no argument here. I slid right inside of her. She couldn't have been wetter or tighter. I drove my cock deep within her incredible pussy. She was making so much noise that even in the wooded darkness, I was afraid we'd get caught. She tightened herself up and pushed back on my dick. I released another gigantic load deep into her cunt as she let out a scream of pure ecstasy. We stayed like that for a minute before I pulled out and walked back to the driver's seat. She pulled her panties back on and got back in the car. When she buckled up, she said, "I hope you left Stacy a good tip."